Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing? It's Trina Mari here. Well, Aileen Hogan is with us today ahead of the PTSB Ideal Home Show. She's a Fleetwood Ambassador and judge of the Fleetwood Paints Challenge. Hello, Aileen. How are you?
Hello. Thank you very much for having me on.
First of all, you better tell us about your own business, what it is that you do.
Okay. Well, I'm Aileen Hogan. My business is called shabby.ie. It was started when shabby chic was very in, hence the name. And I have always been very keen on helping women do it yourself. And I started off with upcycling, really. So when I gave up work as an air hostess after, 20 odd years, I found I missed the salary and I didn't have the money to be going out buying everything new. So I started to get inventive with the pieces of furniture in my own house.
Oh.
And I obviously became quite good at it because people wanted me to show them how to do it.
Yeah.
So I ended up traveling the country and giving workshops and classes. And that's how it started. And then I was doing Facebook Lives when I came to the attention of Fleetwood Paints. I just wanted an Irish brand to work with. So it was a match made in heaven.
Very good. I was actually only looking last night in my own living room. Now, I'd be desperate when it comes to DIY, but I would like to learn. I'm open to learning. And I have this unit and it's kind of like it's a creamy kind of colour and has nice wicker baskets in it. But I was thinking to myself, if that was a deeper, like a richer colour, like, you know, like the greens, the blues or something, it would pop instead of just being a bit kind of bland in the corner. And I'm tempted to take it on. What do you think?
I think that is a very easy project to start with, to be honest with you, Trina. And, you know, all you need is the right product. It sounds like it could be a laminate piece of furniture. So as long as you have the right primer that'll stick to that and you go in with the paint, you can totally change it and give it a lot more character.
Yeah, something new, a bit of a, you know, freshen up the living room without actually spending a lot of money. That's the way to do it.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah.
So Fleetwood Paints are encouraging people to transform the ordinary into extraordinary. And they're looking for people to recreate everyday items using the Fleetwood Paints and accessories. So what kind of ideas are they after? Is there a particular colour or anything that seems to be very trendy at the moment?
Absolutely not. You know what? When this year, I'm doing the Ideal Homes with Fleetwood again this year. This year we have the full 360, which is like four room sets. And one of the room sets is dedicated to what I do. Painting, staining, and doing it yourself as opposed to getting the tradesman in. So we came up with the idea of encouraging people who love the Ideal Homes and people who love to be creative to enter a competition online, a challenge more than a competition. And it means you can take anything, like the piece of furniture you just mentioned a second ago, Trina, just completely giving it a new look.
Yeah.
Or if you only had the legs of a chair, you can make them into candlesticks, like I did. Or if you only had a drawer left, you can put that on the wall and make it into a shelf. You can be incredibly creative with things that other people might just throw out.
Mm-hmm.
And it can involve anything, any colour, any technique, stenciling, anything that you want to do. And we're hoping that a huge amount of people will join in, have a bit of fun. We have a few, myself and Fionnuala Mourne and the Fleetwood team are going to be judges. And on the day then, we'll pick a winner and a runner-up. But everybody who enters, Trina, every single person who enters is put into a draw for an overnight stay in the Clayton Hotel in Ballsbridge with breakfast and dinner.
Very nice.
So even if you don't win, you have a chance of winning a fantastic prize.
Do you know what I'm looking at as well here, Aileen? I'm looking at your own website, shabby.ie, and you even do IKEA hacks. So you could you could go into IKEA, you buy a unit cheaply enough, and you can totally transform it so it doesn't look like your whole house is IKEA.
Yeah. They call us, the Americans have a great word for it, they call it custom-made.
Custom-made, lovely.
Yeah,
look at this wardrobe, that looks so expensive.
Yeah.
So expensive.
I took the IKEA Pax wardrobe, that got millions of views on Instagram. And it was only by adding wood, adding a bit of coving at the top, painting it, as you said, in that lovely dark green colour. And you'd never think it was IKEA.
No.
It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, you saved yourself a few grand there, I would say. We were to buy that somewhere now.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
And the prices I got quoted were ridiculous.
Mm. Were you always good at that, Aileen, or did you have to kind of learn on YouTube and stuff?
No, do you know what? I think COVID started a lot of it for us all. Mm. I actually moved towards the end of COVID and went into a blank canvas house, but you couldn't get a tradesman. And it's still really hard, actually, to get a tradesman in to do any small job.
Oh, come here, tell me about it. Tell me. I'm still waiting one to call for the last year, I think.
Yeah, and they can charge what they like. Mm. So I decided, listen, it can't be that hard. I'll give it a go. Smaller things, you know, myself to start off with. And then I became a little bit obsessed with it. Bought all my power tools, bought all my drills and started, as I say, teaching everybody else on Instagram as well and giving more workshops. And women are crying out to learn DIY, which is why I think the Ideal Homes is a perfect 3-day event for everybody to come to. In the 4-room sets now, for example, that Fleetwood have, you have interior designers who are going to be able to help you choose whatever colour you want, because colour is probably the biggest stumbling block, I would say, people have when it comes to decorating their room.
Yeah.
So if you get it wrong, it's so wrong, isn't it?
I know, yeah. And it could be just a slight little shade off. It doesn't even, you might have kind of have the same, the right colour, but it's just a little bit too light or something, and then it totally throws the room.
And people don't realise how it changes with the light in your room, whether your room is north facing or south facing. I learned all that from the interior designers that work with Fleetwood. They have an amazing team, and that's all going to be free. If you come along to the show, bring your videos, bring your pictures, have a one-to-one consultation with me, have them with the interior designers and the colour consultants, all free.
Brilliant.
Go away with the list that you need. Fantastic.
Okay, Ideal Homes, where is it on and what date is it on?
It's on in the RDS from the 26th to the 28th of April. You can go on to idealhome.ie to get your tickets. And it is running for the full 3 days. There will be so much going on. It's a full day out.
Well, I'll see you there, Aileen. No doubt I'll be nabbing you for some advice on what to do and maybe take a few photos. Maybe I'll do that out renovation.
Come and say hello to you.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll try to upcycle myself.
That unit. I'll tell you what to do.
Yeah. I'll just drop it off at the car park. You can do it for me and hand it back. All right, Aileen, thanks a million. And we'll talk again. Cheers.
Bye.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.